I have another guest who I'm really thrilled to have here. I met this person when I was fortunate enough to be national rep at the West Virginia Convention, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe, something like that. And this young lady, I think, was about 18 at the time when I met her, maybe 17. And I came into the convention, and I found out that there were two people in charge, the state president, who was in charge of that convention, and this young lady. I said to myself, where's the middle-aged leadership? Everybody between the state president down to her. Well, there were plenty of people around and all doing their particular jobs, but this young lady had the convention as locked up as the president and was helping that president run that convention and has done a fine job. And since when you're 17, you've got to grow from 17. So I'm scared of what she's going to grow up into. But she impresses me. Never ceases to impress me. She can tell you about herself, but she's works with the National Association of Blind Students. And in the last week, just from talking to her, she's been in Dallas. She's been in Louisiana. She was back to Austin, where she's living right now. That's why she calls herself a Texan. She's West Virginia born, but where she leaves her clothes, most of her clothes, is where she calls home. Hey, Texas. Hey. I think she leaves most of her clothes in lots of hotels around this country. She forgets a piece here, forgets a piece there. But at any rate, the young lady has what it takes to be a young and up-and-coming Federation leader. By her own admission, she has a lot to learn, so do we all, even at the older ages. But she has enough to bring to us some experiences, some thoughts, and she is probably, since it's her generation that's going to bring us along, has something to say about where are we going in the next 75 years. So I want to give to you, for her thoughts, Bree Brown.
All right, so who's having a great time in convention?
Yay!
Yes. And where are the first timers here? Yay! All right, well, welcome. Well, for those of you who don't know, our organization was founded in 1940 by Jacobus Tenbrook, amongst 16 other people, and our convention was in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. The neat thing about that is that this year, the 75th Convention of Pennsylvania will be held in Wilkes-Barre at the very same hotel that began the Federation.
Not at the same rate, I'm sure.
I know, I'm sure not. And these 17 people began the journey that we are still on to this day. As Dr. Tenbrook continued on, then came along the very fine Dr. Jernigan. And Dr. Jernigan established the Commission for the Blind in Iowa and was one of the leading examples of what it meant to get training and be as an independent, successful blind person. He continued his presidency from 1968 to 1986. Then came along Dr. Maurer. And Dr. Maurer founded the Federation in, I believe, 1969. And his leadership came up very quickly. But one of the things, just like many of us in here, the beginning of his leadership came in the student division, also along with Jim Gashel. So I won't continue on with our Federation history, for I'm sure we've got a lot about that, but I definitely want to talk about the future of our organization. We've come a really, really long way over the years, but is our work done? No. Are you satisfied?
No.
I'm not either, not even remotely. And there are many, many, many things that we need to work on, but I have only picked just a couple just to talk about for a couple of minutes. And my first one, on a huge broad note, is more accessibility. For those of us who go to school, who have jobs, who are out in the community, who work with others and who are involved in lots of different extracurricular activities and all kinds of things, deserve the same kind of accessibility that our sighted counterparts have. Next, how many of you ever go to the airport and you don't have to check your bag, but yet you still have to stand in that long line? Why? Because the kiosk is not accessible. How awesome would it be if we could just cruise on in, just like everybody else, walk up to the kiosk, print out our handy-dandy little boarding pass, and go right on to security? That would be awesome. I hope in the future that that is accessible, for which transportation is becoming more and more of a major thing, and we are all over the place. All right. These last two things that I really want to talk about, most importantly, are near and dear to my heart. The first one is kind of a two-part thing. First off, it's literacy. Braille literacy, for that matter. As of right now, only 10% of blind children are being taught Braille. What if in the next 75 years, we switched it the other way, and what if 90% of blind children were being taught Braille? As of right now, there are thousands of teachers of blind students all over this country who do not know Braille. What if it was an absolute qualification for them to have to be a teacher of blind students? How can you, as a teacher of blind children, teach your blind students Braille if you do not know it yourself? Amen. Braille is also key for A, going through school, and B, becoming successfully employed or doing whatever you may wish in the future. Literacy is key. No sighted student necessarily has to fight to learn to read and write print. So why do we have to? You should not have to be totally blind just to get Braille. On the other side of that, how about training? Many people go to training today, but I can tell you, in all of the people that I have worked with, and even with the children that I've worked with, so many have to fight to go to training. Wouldn't it be amazing if somebody could say, "Hi, rehab counselor, I would like to go to blindness training." "Okay, great, where would you like to go?" I wish that would happen. Everybody deserves the right to have training. And once you get all those things, you have accessibility, you have literacy, you have learned Braille, you have gotten training and gotten the skills and the confidence and the experience that you need. Then on top of that, let's think about employment. As of right now, 70% of blind people are unemployed. Of course, that leaves 30% that are. Another statistic that I know offhand is that 90% of those 30% that are employed know Braille. So I certainly can see a tie here that Braille is key. So these are just a couple of the things that I can think of that we definitely are nowhere near to the end of our work. But now I would like to transition to talk about the future leaders of our organization. In this organization, we have some fine leaders, and it is because of those leaders that I am where I am today. And Carl's trying to make himself a little younger, but actually, Carl, I met you when I turned 16. He says, "Good Lord."
You're getting old, girl.
And I couldn't be more grateful for finding Carl and Mindy and the other folks who really helped me find the Federation. But not only did I find the Federation because of them, once I got to know people, I have some of the most amazing mentors. One of those people who I consider to be on the absolute top of the list amongst the rest is Pam Allen. And Pam, just like many others, was also a leader in the student division when she joined the Federation. Then, of course, Carl kind of alluded to this earlier in our student meeting. We, of course, Scott LaBarre, and as I said earlier, Dr. Maurer, Jim Gashel, Sean Mayo. So as you can see, a lot of the people that lead today started in the student division. And for that, I have to say, for those of us who are student leaders now, we truly are the future leaders of this organization. We are the keys that is going to start this car and drive it. All right, so with that being said, I have taken my own time to embrace myself in the history of our organization, to truly learn our philosophy, to communicate with those who are mentoring me, and to really develop how I feel about what it means to be blind and learning that and how I can live the life that I want. And there's one quote that stands out to me, and particularly, I have a couple, but this is the first one. And this is from the late Dr. Jernigan. And it's from one of his speeches, in which I think his speeches are absolutely dynamic. But this one in particular says, "The challenge is ours, and the time is now. Our revolution will not wait. It will succeed. But only if we take the lead and take the risks. It is for us to persuade, to participate, to persevere, and to prevail. And prevail we will." And because of that, and what we know today, along with our 1 minute message, that says that the National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. We raise the expectations for blind people because low expectations creates obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can live. Blindness is not what holds you back. And with that being said, quoting Dr. Jernigan, will you join me on the barricades? Thank you, Mr. President.